Begin the current daf in Seftas Menachas Daf Yedal. To begin on the top line of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is our Mishnah on the previous daf had mentioned the halacha, which was continuing the theme of this parak regarding the halachas of pigul as it applies to a mincha flower offering. So the Mishnah said a distinct case, said regarding something that has two permitters. Let's say the two kvasim, the two sheep, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos that permit the shteh alechem, the two breads to be eaten on Shavuos, or the two bezichin, the two spoons of frankincense that are what permit the 12 breads to be eaten on every Shabbos from the Shulchan. So let's say when they did the two matirim, the two kvasim on Shavuos, or the two bezichin on every Shabbos, the machshava of pigul was to have half of what is permitted to be eaten beyond its time. So for example, let's say to eat one of the two breads tomorrow, or to eat one of the two orders, which each order on the Shulchan had six breads, to eat one of those two orders beyond its time. So we had a machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisi said, only that challah, that seder of the lechem aponim that had the machshava on it, only that one, if one would eat from those which had the thought on it to eat beyond its time, is if one to eat right now is going to get pigel. But the rest of the breads, although they might be pasul, is not going to be pigel. Whereas Chacham said, no, you had a machshava of pigel in this carbon, in one of the two breads, in one of the two orders of the lechem aponim. All the breads are going to have halach of pigel and michayev kars. Now, in the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, Rav Huna had explained, to go so far to illustrate what Rabbi Yisi's opinion is, he says, let's say an animal carbon. If someone has a machshav when he's doing one of the dal avodas of the dam, he has in mind to eat one of the thighs, one of the legs beyond its time, says Rav Huna in Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi is going to go so far as to say, yeah, that only that thigh is going to have the halacha of pigul. The left thigh is not going to have the halacha of pigul. And that's the halacha that he says in the Mishnah. When you have machshav for this bread, that bread becomes pigul, but the other bread, although it's really part of one carbon, is not going to be pigul. Now, on that, Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, and that's where our Gemara continues from the following brisa. Doesn't say what the Tana is, but the brisa says that there's not going to be karas for the halachas of having in mind pigul by the shteh halechem for the one that you didn't have kavana on until you have machshav of pigul in both breads. Although they could combine, you could do a half a kezayis to this one, half a kezayis to that one to make the shear the minimum measurement of a kezayis. But it has to be a machshav in both breads to be chayiv karas in eating from both breads for the liability of pigul. So the Gemara made an inference. Sounds like only if you had a machshav in both breads, but one of them not. So who is the Tana of this brisa? If it's Rabbanan, but they said clearly in the Mishnah that even if a machshav in only one of the breads, even the other bread would be pigul. So obviously it's Rabbi Yisi, so on that as Rav Nachman Rav Huna. If you say that we'd view them as one entity, and for sure by an animal carbon where it's one entity, and therefore, okay, so that's why half a kezayis of each one of the breads could combine to create an entity of pigul. But if you're going to say, as Rav Huna said in Rabbi Yisi, that even by an animal, he views them as two different things, the right thigh is one thing, the left thigh is something totally different, so how could you say that they're going to combine when you have a machshava that the pigul should be on both breads? How are they combining? But he holds that they're separate entities. If they're separate entities, then how could the half a kezayis from this one, half a kezayis from that one, combine to create a pigul on the whole thing, but they're considered as two different things? Where, according to Rav Huna, that's a difficulty. Who's the Tana of the Braisa? Obviously, it seems to be like Rabbi Yisi, and you see that we do view it as one entity. So therefore, not like Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman. If first someone has a machshav of pigul on the right thigh, of course the left thigh, it's all part of the same animal, he's going to have the halacha of pigul, as we see by these two breads, although they're separate, but we see that you can combine them, obviously because we consider them as one entity, for sure one animal, we're going to consider it as one entity. And that continues the Gemara and says no. It's not a difficulty on Rav Huna. Hamani, who's the Tana of this Braisa? It's a third Tana, Rebihi. And therefore it's not Rabbi Yisi, and therefore it's not a difficulty to Rav Huna. I mean, in other words, we proved it's obviously not like the Rabbanan. So the only other Tana we had in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yisi, which seemingly the interpretation is not like Rav Huna, and that's just the Gemara, no, it's going like Rebbe, and therefore it's not difficult on Rav Huna, who clarifies Rabbi Yisi's opinion. The Tana we learned the Braisa. The Braisa says, Hashecher es hakeves, if someone slaughters one of the two lambs that are brought, which is called the Kivsi Atzeres, the two lambs that are brought with the two Shtei HaLechem, the breads on Shavuos. So he slaughters one of the lambs. Lechel Chatzis Zayis Mechalazu. He has a machshav of pigul to eat a half an olive size of one of these breads tomorrow. And Mechin Chaver does the same thing when he slaughters the second lamb. Lechel Chatzis Zayis Mechalazu to eat a half olive size of the other loaf of bread. So Rebbe Yemeh, he says, Yemeh, I say, Shezer kosher, that it's totally valid to go ahead and to sacrifice the sacrificial parts and to eat the meat. Why? Because he didn't have a machshava in this carbon, only in half of the consumption, which in each bread he only had in mind the half a zayis. And additionally, it was only in half of the permitter, because each animal carbon is only half of the permitted. It's both of them together. So it's a chatzi zayis in a chatzi matir, therefore it's not going to go ahead and create pickle. Says the Gemara, time edom chatzi chatzi. The reason why Rebbe says it's going to be kosher is because he says in halves, and each half is not a significant, it's not the whole matir in the entire shir. But let's say he had said that he wants to go ahead and eat an olive combined of both breads tomorrow. In other words, each one of the lambs, when he slaughtered it, if he would have said, oh, I'm slaughtering this lamb, and so too by the second lamb, in the condition to eat a combined olive of both breads tomorrow, oh, sounds like there he's not doing by each animal just a half an olive size of each bread. In each one, he's going to say, I want to do a half combined together to make a total of a kezayis from each one. Then it sounds like mitzdarf. Then the wood combined. Oh, so that's the opinion of the Braisa. That's Rebbe who, yeah, you see, although that they're separate, and therefore when you just do each one individually, a half an olive, they're not going to combine. But you could go ahead and have a machshava of ear of machshavas of combining them. That's exactly the halacha of the Braisa, where although that they're separate, but if you have a mind to go ahead and do them together, a kezayis, then they're going to combine. However, the Gemara continues. Okay, so he's saying, who's the time of the Braisa? It's Rebbe. But for Rebbe, Alibi Deman. According to whom is Rebbe going like when he says that Braisa that we brought on the previous daf, that says there's not going to be a liability in the halach of Pigel that until you have a machshava in both of them of a kezayis, sounds like only in both, but if he has a machshava only in one of them, it's not going to create Pigel in the other one. Who's that like? And that is because we had two Tanoim in the Mishnah. If he's going like Drabbanan, well, the Rabban said clearly in the Mishnah, even if you have machshavim only one of the two breads, the other bread will become pigel. So that's not like Rebbe saying in the Braisa. And if he was going like Rebbe Yisi, and he's saying that although Rebbe Yisi considered them as distinct, therefore if you have, let's say, machshav only in one of them, the other one does not become pigel, but he was saying, and that's what Rebbe's coming to say, but if you have in mind to combine them, that then they are going to be combined, and you could combine the half a zayis of each one to create pigel in both of them, well then, hadra koshel nedochti. But then that takes us back to our original question from the previous daf, because Rav Huna had said that even in thighs, we consider them as distinct entities. So, therefore, how could you say, even when you're being ma'arav machshav, is to make them as one entity, if even in one animal we consider them as separate things? How can you combine the two half of zaysim to make a whole share of a kezayis from the two of them? That's back to the question. That's not like the Rav Huna that explained the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. Says the Gemara, Loyal Malibud Rabbanan. Truthfully, we could tell you that Rebbe actually, who was the Tana, the Bryce in the previous staff, he was going like Drabbanan. But then the question was, like Drabbanan, then the halacha of pigul in the other bread should even be, even if you only have machshava in one of the two breads, not in the combination of both of them. Oh, so says the Gemara, V'lei tema achi fagel b'shtehen wudah saf. Don't say that what the halacha of the Braisa was saying was that it's not going to be pigul until you have a machshava pigul in both of the breads. Because the truth is, even if you have machshava in only one of the two breads, it will make both of them pigul, like Drabbanan. Eleima rather say achefagel b'shnehen with a nun, which is a masculine terminology, lashon zachar, until he has the machshava pigel when he's doing both of the lambs. That then, even if he has a machshava of a kezayis, where if he slaughters both lambs on the condition to eat a kezayis, vafula ba'achas men. And you're right, even if his machshava is even in only one of the two breads, or both of them, either way, it's going to go ahead and create pigel. In contrast, and that's what the Rebbe is saying in the Braisa, if let's say he had the machshava pigul only in one of the two lambs to eat a kezayis from one of the two breads, but when he slaughtered the other lamb, he did not have the machshava pigul, it actually is not going to be pigul. Why? Because ein mafaglin b'avoydis chatimater. You cannot create pigul in something, which in this case to make a law of pigul on the breads, in only doing an avoida when you're having the machshava in half of the matter. Because by the shteh lechem, the two lambs are what permitted. So when you have the machshava in one of the two lambs, that's considered a chatzi matter. Ulafuki midra meir dama, and what Rebbe is coming to exclude is from Rebbeir, that he says at the end of Mishnah, which means the coming Mishnah, which is these Mishnayos are all contiguous, that he says, Mefagel mechatzi matar. He says you actually could create pigle and a half a matar, where the Mishnah there says that if, let's say, he slaughters one out of the two lambs to eat the two breads tomorrow, Reb Meir says, it's going to be pigle and going to be chayiv karis, even though he's only having the kavanah in one of the two lambs. Kamash Malan Deloy, that's what Rebbe's teaching in the Braisa, like the Rabbanan, not bishtehen, but bishnehen. You have to be machshave in both of the lambs, but not in both of the breads. Now, but then if one would ask, then how do we understand the halacha that we had said previously? When someone does the kmitza on the mincha, why does it become possible in this machshava? But that's also not vayda b'lechatzi matar, because in the regular mincha, there's two things that are matar that shrayim to be eaten. There's the kmitza and there's the levaina. So how do we say when you do the kmitza in the mincha, that then if you have a machshava, a pigle, it's going to make a pigle? So the answer is, says Rashi, it's not true, because kmitza, most definitely, of the mincha, taking the festival of flour, is considered a whole avayda. Because in regards to kmitza, there is no kmitza by levaina. And as Rashi proves this, because in contrast by the case of burning the kmitza, if let's say he has in mind when he's burning the kmitza, which is the final of the four avodas by the mincha, which is regarding its kmitza, if he has in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow, the Rabbanan disagree. And they say, since the burning of the kmitz is not the only matter, there's also the haktara, the burning of the levaina, the burning of the kmitz is not going to be considered a whole matter to create pigel. Because as the Mishnah teaches, taught in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, if he's pigel b'haktaras kaimitz v'loy b'levayna, the Chum says it's not pigel until he's mefagel in the whole matter. But that's by haktar, which applies to levayna. Kmitz, which is not applied by levayna, therefore the only matter is the kaimitz, and therefore it's going to create pigel. Now, but however, additionally, the question is, and what the Gemara told us over there on Daf Yud Gimel, that according to everyone, you are mefagel mechatzi matter. And the Gemara makes it sound like that Rebbe over here is coming to exclude from Meir to say that you're not mafagel machatzi matar, because the Mishnah they're taught over there, someone's kaimitz amanas lahakter kaimitz lamacha. If someone does a kmitza with the intention to burn the kmitza tomorrow, so the Mishnah says, oh, Rebbe Yisi agrees over there. Now the problem is, however, he's only having machshava on the chatzi matar, which on the haktara's kaimitz. You just said that, oh, regarding haktara, oh, there's two things. There's two matirin. There's levaina and there's the kmitza. So, but the Gemara told us that everyone holds that you could be mefagel on the chatzi matar, because even though you're having in mind to only burn the kaimitz of the levaina on mizbech, which is only half the matar, it's going to be pigle. But doesn't the Gemara say over here that Rebbe holds that you're not mefagel on chatzi matar? And so that says Rashi, no, it's not a difficulty, because that's not comparable to what we're talking about over here. There, it's talking about when he's doing the avoida, he's having the machshava on half of a matar, but he's doing it at a time of a complete avoida. He's doing, let's say, the kmitza, which is an entire avoida, like we mentioned before, with the intention of burning the kaimitz of that mincha on the mizbeach. The machshava of a half a matar could create pigel. Here we're talking about, but he's having machshava during a half of a avoida. For example, when he's slaughtering one of the kvasim, that is where the Rebbe says that ein mefagel mechatzi matar. To create the pigle, the pigle has to be in an avoida that's an entire matar. Here, the two lambs, each lamb is only a half a matar, and if he's having machshava during one of the lambs, that's not considered a machshava pigle in the whole matar. You have to have machshava in both animals, and therefore that's what Rebbe's coming to say, that it's bishnehen, not bishtehen. So it could be like Drabanan. Again, it's not a difficulty on Rav Huna, because it's not going in the opinion of Rebbe Yisi, it's Rebbe who's going like Drabanan. And so what's he coming to teach? Like Drabanan, but you have to have machshava in both lambs, but not in both breads. You could have even one of the breads like Drabanan said in the Mishnah, and it's going to create pigle on the other bread. However, on this interpretation, the Gemara asks, Ihach, if that's the case, the Maila Oilam, What is the words of the Brisa according to the previous daf? La'olam ein b'ikaris achi yifagel b'shtehen b'kazayis, which we're saying, no, it doesn't mean b'shtehen, it's b'shnehen. The word la'olam sounds like that he's coming to say more than what we would think. As the Gemara explains, what's the question? I'amrit b'shleima b'shtehen u'b'shnehen. If you're going to say that the Brisa is that you have to have the machshava pigel during both of the animals and regarding both of the breads, which is b'shtein and b'shnein. B'shnein is the animals, b'shtein is the breads. And Rabbi Yisi, and you would say that the b'rais is like Rabbi Yisi, which is what we were saying originally, which is why Rav Nachman was saying it's a difficulty on Rav Huna, where he said in the Mishnah that, oh, only if you have the machshava on both of the breads, oh, that's when it's going to be pigle. That's what the word l'olim is coming to say. But if you have the machshava only one of them, the other one's not going to become pigle. So therefore, we can understand what the word lo'olam is coming to say, because it's actually coming to exclude from 2 points, and that's what lo'olam is saying. First of all, ulafukim and Reb Meir. This b'risa, if it's like Reb Yisi, would first be excluding from Reb Meir, who he said that you could be mefagel during the avodah of even a half a matir, from the fact that it says over here, ubishnehen, which would mean both lambs. So A, that would be excluding from Reb Meir. And umidrabban kasi, and from the fact that it says ula'olam, that would be saying that even if he has a pigle by, you have to have the pigle by both of the breads, that would be coming to exclude from the Rabbanan, which is because they say in the Mishnah that if you have pigle by one of the two breads, even the other bread becomes pigle. That says Rabbi Yisi, who that we could say is the Tana d'Braisa, says no, b'shtehen, you have to have machshava regarding both breads. So we can understand why it says in the Braisa, lo'ilam, which would sound like that even if you have machshava during the avodah by both lambs, it's still not going to be pigle until you have the machshava pigle b'shtehen by both of the breads. Eliyamad Rabbanan, but if it's like the way you're interpreting now the Braisa to resolve it for Avuna, that actually it's Rebbe who's going like Rabbanan, Ulafukim Reb Meir, and it's only coming to exclude from Reb Meir. So my lo'ilam, then what's lo'ilam? If your girsa that you're saying is Acheifagel Bishnehen, not Bishtehen and then add on Bishnehen, it's only regarding the lambs, so it's lo'ilam. It's one halacha. Lo'ilam sounds like it's adding on another dimension. It's not. It's only excluding from Reb Meir. So therefore, it's difficult to interpret the Braisa like Rebbe, who we would think would be going like Rabbanan, and therefore that's question number one on Rav Huna. It sounds like that this Braisa is like Rebbe Yisi, and if it is, it's difficult on Rav Huna because it sounds like that we're going to consider it as one unit, and that's how the two Shtei Halechems combine, which is not like Rav Huna, who interpreted in Rebbe Yisi's opinion that we even considered two thighs of one animal as distinct entities, and if he has Machshava, one thigh, the other thigh does not become pigle. So that's question number one. Void. Another question on Rav Huna is Homer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says Toshma. It's being another raya from a brisa, not like Rav Huna, because Rebbe Oimim Shum Rebbe Yisi. Rebbe says in the interpretation of Rebbe Yisi, who is the opinion we're going in from our Mishnah, where this brisa is told regarding the Parm Hanisrafim and the Seir Hanisrafim, which the brisa in Teretz Koinim expounds regarding the parasha in Tzav that talks about the halacha of Pigel, which is regarding these Parm Hanisrafim. Their meat is not eaten. Their bloods are thrown inside the Heichel, they're removed by a sacrifice on the Mizbeach, and then they're burnt outside of the Machna. So says Rebbe, in the name of Rebbe Yisi, Pigel Bedava Hanasa Bachutz. If let's say they have Machshava of having it being consumed beyond its time regarding something that's done out of the Heichel, so Pigel then is going to be Pigel. But Bedava Hanasa Bachnim, something that's done inside the Heichel, Loi Pigel, that's not going to be Pigel. So explains the Braisa, Ketz at Haso. So the Braisa says, Hayayimid Bachutz Va'am, if you're standing outside, meaning in Dazara, outside the Heichel, and he says, Hareini Sheikhet, so I'm going to slaughter this animal. Amanas lahazis medam lamach with the intention of spraying its blood, which is done on the parechas and inside the heichel. To do it tomorrow, so loy pigel, that's not going to be a machshava pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz b'dav anas b'fnim, because although he has the machshava when he is outside in the azara, which is where the shechit is done, but he's having it regarding something that's done inside the heichel. Let's say hayomid b'fnim v'ama. Let's say we're standing in the heichel and they're saying, Harini mazda, I'm going to throw the blood, which is done when you're inside by the pareches, by the heichel. Amanas lahakte imum lamachem. I'm doing it having in mind to burn the sacrificial parts, which the imurim are burnt on the mizbeach achitzan, on the outer mizbeach in the azar, to burn them tomorrow. Or v'lishbech shiraim lamachem, or to spill out the leftover bloods tomorrow, which the leftover bloods are also spilled on the foundation of the western part of the outer altar. Says the Braisa, here too, loy pigel. It's not going to be pigel. Why? Shemachshava b'fnim, because he had this machshava when he was inside the heichel, but the vanas b'chutz, regarding something that's done on the outside. However, says the Braisa, ya'ime b'chutz v'amah. But let's say we're standing outside in the Azara, and he said, Hareini sheichet, I'm slaughtering the animal, amanash lishbech shereim lamachar, to spill the blood tomorrow, or lahakte imurim lamachar, or to sacrifice the sacrificial parts tomorrow. Oh, here it's going to be pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz, because he's having machshava, the inappropriate thoughts, when he's outside in the azara in the courtyard, b'dav hanas b'chutz, regarding something that is done outside, which is done on the outer mizbeach. So, it has to be done outside regarding something that's outside. Then it's going to be pigel. But one thing says the Gemara. But lishbech shirayim. So we said, okay, so what's the case that it's going to be pigel? When he's doing it outside, the slaughtering, with the intention of spilling out the blood, which is also done outside, then it's going to create pigel in this carbon of the parma and the sirim and the srafim. Ask the Gemara, lefguli mai, regarding what would someone eat from this bull, that you're saying he'd be chayv karis because now this carbon became pigel. Ilem lefguli dam, if you're going to say that it's regarding, what did we say becomes pigel? It's the blood, that if someone's going to erroneously eat from the blood of this carbon, he's going to be liable for two karbanos chatas. One is because any time someone eats from the blood of an animal, he's chayav karas. Another karas is because, oh, now it's also pigel. That says the Gemara, dam mi mifkel, could blood from a carbon become pigel? But what's not, we learn the Mishnah in Zvachim that says, Eilu dvarim she'ein chayav limshim pigel. These are the things that one is not liable for, if let's say the carbon becomes pigel, these items of the carbon do not become pigel. Ha'koimitz v'alavainam, by a mincha that Yisrael brings, a non-koin, the fistful and the frankincense, of v'aktaris, the incense that's brought every single day, mechas ka'anim, when a koin brings a mincha, which is the entirety of the flower offering, mechas nasachim, and the libations mincha, mechas which comes with karbonis, mechas ka'im mashiach, and that is what the koin gadol brings every single day, the chavite of the koin gadol, v'hadam, or the blood of a carbon, which regarding all these items, they don't have things that permit them, because they are things that permit other things. As the Gemara says later on, the Yizayin Med Aleph, that the law of Pigel only applies regarding something that has something that permits it, either for a person, for example, let's say the leftovers of the Mincha, they get permitted by the Kaimitz, which permits it to be eaten by the Kahanim, or it's something that gets permitted to the altar, for example, the Emurim of a Behema, where the blood permits the Emurim to be sacrificed. Now the reason why it has to be something that has Matir, meaning that somebody permits it, is that we learn that from Shlamim, because the primary halacha of Pigel is said in the parasha of Shlamim. So we learn that just like by Shlam, that it has something that permits from the animal for the person and for the altar, because the throwing of the blood permits the sacrificial parts to be sacrificed and for the meat to be eaten. So too, anything that has matirim, either for an adam or for a mizbeach, then the law of the Pigel will apply. However, that excludes all these cases, including that of dam, that nothing else permits it. Now, parenthetically, Rashi says, if one's going to ask, obviously, koimitz, which is one of the items mentioned, one's not going to be chayiv karis because of pigel, because the moment someone eats from it, it already removes it from pigel, because the koimitz is the matir, and the moment you eat from it, then it wasn't karv hamatir kemitzvasa, and the only way it creates pigel is when you have the whole matir being sacrificed. And that says, Rashi, no, you could say the case we'd be talking about, where if, let's say, the fire of the altar already took hold of the majority of that kemitza, where that's already considered as if it was sacrificed. As the Gemara says later in the Chavav Mabez, the kemitza, the fistful of the flour, from when does it permit the shirayim to be eaten? From when the fire takes hold of the majority, where then it's not considered anymore rather it's considered like the permitted part, and therefore it would be permitted already. And on that, in spite of that, we're saying, since it doesn't have matirim, it's going to be forbidden. So therefore, you can't say that regarding these parma and the sraf and sim and the sraf, and that when you do it outside, regarding something that's outside, the carbon is going to become pigel, that what's going to be pigel is the blood, because blood cannot become pigel. Elipshit, or rather it's obvious. Livguli basar, obviously we're talking about that what would become pigel, the meat of the carbon would become pigel. So on that concludes the Gemara, the question on Rav Huna, Sahashta. So if we find over here, so regarding this case that we just described, where that in this brisa that Rebbe explained to Rebbe Yisi, where the machshava wasn't even in the meat itself, as we said, the machshava was regarding a different element of the carbon. He was doing it to spill out the blood, and still the way Rebbe explained, Rebbe Yisi mifkel, Rebbe Yisi said that the meat is going to become pigel. So therefore, says the Gemara, sahach over here. In other words, in the case of Rav Huna, going back to the previous Zav, that if he has machshava pigel in the right thigh, the chashav bezevach gufi, where his machshava is in the animal itself, so loy kol shekein, isn't it all the more so that for sure that the left thigh is going to become pigel? The pigel beyerach yamin, pigel beyerach small. Obviously, if someone has machshava in the right thigh, the left thigh does become pigel. And again, that's another question Rav Ashi asked, similarly from this brisa, not like Rav Huna, where if even one animal, for sure, you're going to say one thigh, the other thigh becomes, because here you have a machshava regarding shvicha shirayim, where you're saying that the animal is going to become pigel. What's going to become pigel? The meat. So you have machshava, the blood, and the meat becomes aser, for sure, when they're regarding one thigh, for sure the other thigh is going to become aser. Right, another question. Ravina asked on Rav Huna, Toshima, from the Mishnah on the previous daf in Avid Gimel Med Aleph. The Mishnah said, HaKoymes is a mincha, someone, when he's doing the kemitza of the flour offering, he has in mind, Lechel Shireha, to eat the leftovers, or Lahakdor Kaimtza, or to burn the Kaimtza, Lamacher, tomorrow beyond its time. So says the Mishnah, Maidr B'Yisi B'Zu, Ahir B'Yisi agrees, Shepigel, V'Chayavan of Karas, that's going to be pigel, and one would be liable on Karas. Now, says the Gemara, Lahakter Kaimsa, so he's saying that one of the cases that everyone agrees, including Rabbi Yisu, who was discussing his opinion, that's where Rav Huna goes in, that when he's having a mind to burn the kmitza beyond its time, oh, then the mincha is going to become pigel. So lifguli mai. In other words, regarding what would this machshava make pigel that if someone eats it, he's going to be chayv karas for eating it. Elim lifguli kaimitz. If you think that, oh, what's going to become pigel? The kmitza, meaning when he's doing the kmitza, he's having a mind, oh, I'm going to burn the kmitza tomorrow. What's going to become pigel that if one eats it's chayv karas? It's the kmitza itself. On that says the Gemara, kaimitz mimifkel. Does the fistful of the flour which is burnt mizbech, does it become pigel to be chayv karas for eating it? But nan, we learned in our Mishnah that says, Eilu dvarm she'en chayim lem shem pigel. These are things that one's not liable for the laws of pigel on them. And they are har kaimitz v'chulu. That applies to the kmitza. The laws of pigel do not apply to it. So eilu pshita liv guli shirayim. So obviously, rather, must be what's going to become pigel with this machshava are the leftovers which are usually eaten by the kanim. So says the Gemara, Sahashta, so if we find over here, Umahasam de lechashabahu bishraim gufi, where there the Makshava wasn't even in that of pigle of doing something inappropriate beyond this time in the leftovers itself. It was only in that of the kaimitz, to burn the kaimitz tomorrow. And still as a katintam and bays, mifkali, we say that the shraim do become pigle. So, in the case that Rav Huna was discussing and what he claimed to be the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, the chashabu bizvicha gufi, where his Makshava was in the animal itself. It just was regarding the right thigh. Like Koshkin, isn't it all the more so for sure that the left thigh does become pigel? Again, another refutation of Rav Huna's interpretation in Rabbi Yisi. So El Rav, the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, that actually we do not agree with the halacha of Rav Huna. And actually, if the person had a machshava in the to eat the right thigh beyond its time, the left thigh becomes pigel too. Because we see that even if he only had machshava in the blood, the meat becomes pigel. For sure, regarding an animal, the right thigh, the left thigh is going to become pigel. Now, however, regarding the breads that we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yisi had said, that, and that's what the Gemara comes to address right now, behind the time of Rabbi Yisi, what's the reason Rabbi Yisi that he says in the Mishnah that the two breads are considered as two different distinct things, that if, let's say, it's machshava pigel on one bread, that then the other bread does not become pigel? So that's one halacha. Now, additionally, what Rabbi Yechon is coming to address is that we had brought the braisa previously that said that if let's say he has a mind to eat from both breads a kezayis, oh, that then they'll combine and that both breads will become pigel. It sounds like that they're one entity. So we're not saying like Rav Huna. Most definitely in one animal, it's going to be one thing. But then how do we understand the contradiction in the opinions of Rabbi Yisi, that first braisa that we brought in the previous daf, and that how he's quoted in our Mishnah? Is it one entity, and therefore you could combine the two? Or are they two different entities, like he says in the Mishnah, and therefore having pigel in one is not going to make the other one pigel? So says the Gemara, the reason of Rabbi Yisi is because Hakasav Asan Guf Echad. On the one hand, the Pasuk makes the Shtei HaLechem as one entity, and also Hakasav Asan Shnei Guf. And on the other hand, the Pasuk also makes them as two entities, as the Gemara explains. Guf Echad, in one sense, they're one entity, Dima'akvi Adadi, because they're Ma'akiv one on the other. They're integral, where they're not kosher one without the other. Like the Pasuk says in Yirkuch of Gimel, that they're Shtayim, these are two breads, Shnei Esrainim, two tenth of an Eifah, which sounds like only if you have both, and not if you have one. And moreover, it says in the Pasuk, Seilis Tiyena, they should be flour, fine flour. The word Tiyena is the word Havaya. Every time it says Havaya, it means it's integral. Now, however, on the same point, that same pasuk itself makes them into shnei gufin, into two different entities, because it's called shtayim, two breads, which sounds like each one is individual in the way they're needed, in the way they're developed and formed and shaped, that they're done by themselves. So what that teaches is as follows. The Amar Rachman, that the Torah is telling us, halacha do avida, v'halacha do avida, that each one is done by its own part. So in the sense they're distinct. But however, arvinu, but if he combines them, in other words, that he says, I want to eat an olive size of both of them together, combine both of them, tomorrow beyond its time, then misarvin, then they do combine, and they are considered as one thing to create pigel on both of them, because that cuts of a son govecher, because on the one hand, the pasuk does make them one entity, that they're both integral one for the other. However, palginu, but if he separates them, where he says, as Rabbi said in the Mishnah, that whereas the previous case we just described is Rabbi Yisi in the Braisa, but it lets in the case of the Mishnah, where he says, I'm having in mind to eat one of them beyond this time, and he did not combine the other one in his Machshav of Pigel, then Miflagi, then they're separate, and that then the other one is not going to be Pigel, Da'akas of Asan, Shnei Guven, because on the other hand, the Pasuk also makes them into two different entities, and that's what calls a Shtayim, and it's not one. And therefore, that's the understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, but again, not like Rav Huna said in the previous Dav, it's not because any carbon, including even in one animal, that one thigh is different, and whatever you have the machshava, that's only going to be on that. No, it's distinct regarding the case of the shtei lechem and things like that, which the pasuk makes them one, at the other end makes them two, like the lechem upon them, that's where we're going to have the entity that it's separate, but if you have machshava, then they could combine. Now, continuing related discussion, also from Rabbi Yechanan, by Rabbi Yechanan, he asked, regarding this halach, this machlekes of a Mishnah, Rabbi Yisin, Rabbanan, Pigul balach me toidem mahu. What's the halacha if the kayin, when he was doing the avodah, had a machshava in one of the breads of the carbon toidem? Carbon toidem, which is a thanksgiving if someone was saved from something dangerous, that there's four types of bread that are brought. Let's say the kayin had a machshava pigul in one of the four types of the breads. Oh, so what's the question? Do we say Rabbi Yisin and Rabbanan disagree even in this case if the other breads are going to become pigul too or not? What's the question? Do we say, since ultimately, this which is unlike the halacha of our Mishnah, the Mishnah was talking about the shtei halechem, or the lechem aponim, where besides the fact that they're different breads, what's matter them are also more than one. They both have two animals. In this case, there's only one carbon taida that permits all the breads, so therefore we do consider them as one. And there, even Rabbi Yisi would agree that all the breads are going to be pigul, even though he had a machshava on only one type. Or maybe do you say that? No, since ultimately the breads are not the same type, they're different types of breads, Rabbi Yisi would disagree. Additionally, the same type of a question, v'menchas ma'afei mahu, regarding there's different types of flour offerings, there are certain types that are baked, which specifically, as the Gemara tells us later on, according to Reb Shimon, who holds that by this menche ma'afei, you could go ahead and bring half of them chalas and half of them rikikim, half wafer type, half bread types. So what would be the halacha in that situation? Do we say that since there's one kemitza, one matter for both of them, so therefore here Rabbi Yisi is not going to disagree, and therefore if he had pigul, machshava pigul on the breads, the wafer types are also going to become pigul? Or maybe they know, since they're two different types of breads, they are going to be different, and if he has machshava on one type, the other type is not going to be pigul. Says the Gemara, Tanu le Rav Tachlifa mima Rava. So he brought a braisa that said, that yeah, you do say the same thing by the breads of the taida, you say the same thing by the breads of the that are baked from the mincha types that are baked, where in other words, here also Rabbi Yisi disagrees, and he's going to hold if you have machshav in one of the types, only that type is going to be pigle, and the other types are not going to be pigle. Continuing a related discussion regarding the laws of a regular animal carbon, says the Gemara, Tarabon, on the braisa, b'shash chita, if let's say, continue on the halachas of pigul, at the time of the slaughtering of the carbon, chishiv lechel chatzi zayis, he had in mind to eat a half of an aleph size, and the minimum measurement of pigul has to be that of consumption of a kezayis. He has in mind to eat a half aleph size of the carbon beyond its time. U'bishaz rika, and then later on when he was doing the fourth avodah, throwing the blood, chishiv lechel chatzi zayis, he had again in mind to eat a half aleph size beyond its time. Says the rice of pigul, then it's going to combine the two half of zaysim to create the animal, the carbon being pigul. And they should shechita v'zrikim and starfim, because the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood combined that each one you were having in mind the half of zays for a total combination of a full zays. Now, igadami, there are those that say, in explanation of the braisa, that shechita b'zrika only regarding the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood, the tarvayu matirin, on some element, both of those avoiders are permitters. Because the slaughtering is what sanctifies the blood. As the Gemara says later on in the Perek of Tazayin Mabez, that the Gemara says that something that comes to sanctify is as if it's coming to permit. So when one slaughters, it's what sanctifies the blood to be then be used in the Avoda. So on that element is like a matter. And so to the throwing of the blood is also a matter, because that's what permits the meat of the carbon to be eaten. So yes, over there, that's where they combine to create pigul. But let's say Kabbalah by Lacha, the second and the third of the four Avodas, of the avoid of the carbon of the dam, receiving the blood and transporting the blood, which none of those are matim, they're not permitters, then they're not going to combine, because the receiving the blood is not a permitter, because it's only for its utility of getting it to be able to throw the blood, and the throwing of the blood is what's the permitter. So there it wouldn't combine. It's only the shechita and the zrika. Bigger dam, those say that no. Hanoch de merachikon, by the slaughtering and the spraying the blood, where their avoidas are so far, it's number one to number four, and still they combine. Oh, so v'koshkin hani, so for sure these cases of Kabbalah and Lahanalacha, which are number 2 and 3, to mekarven, that they're nearby each other, for sure that they will combine to create pigul in the carbon. However, on this whole halacha, the Gemara asks ini, but is that true? So like the first brisa says? But v'tani Levi taught a brisa, it seems to contradict this brisa. Levi said, arba avoidus eim mitzarfus. The four activities that are done in a carbon, we cannot combine two of the two avodas together, le pigel, to create pigel. If let's say you had a mind on this avoda for half an olive size, and then if this avoda for half an olive size, they're not going to combine. And that includes shchita, bezrika, kabbalah, velocha, they don't combine. So that clearly contradicts the first brisa. Some Rabbi says, look, kasha is not difficult, because this second brisa that Levi taught that says that they do not combine is going like Rebbe, and ha Rabbanan, the first brisa says that they do combine, is going like Rabbanan. Tanya, like, learn the brisa. Hashechir es hakeves. If someone slaughters a lamb, which is one of the two of the lambs that are brought in Shavuos, and as he's slaughtering it, he has a mind, lechel chatzizayis mechalazu, to eat a half an olive size from this bread. And mechin chaveir, lechel chatzizayis mechalazu, and then so too by the other lamb, he's having a mind to eat a half an olive size of the other bread. So Rabbi Yaimi says, Eimranish is a kasha, I said that it's going to be kasher. What do you see from this? He holds that they don't combine. Because if they did combine, then they should make a combination of olive. So therefore, the second brace that says that they don't combine is like Rabbi, and the one that says they do combine is the Rabban who dispute Rabbi. However, Amalei Abaya asked on Rava, who gave this interpretation, he says, wait, how can you resolve the contradiction of the two brises by saying one's Rebbe, one's Rabbanon? But Eben Shamalil Rebbe, but where do you find that Rebbe says that they don't combine? Is Chatzi Matr v'Chatzi Achila. Look at the case of that brise that you're quoting. For example, you have the Machshava during one of the lambs, which is a kevis, which is a half a matr. And when he did that half a matra, he only had in mind a half of achila, which is a half a zayis of this bread. But kule matra, v'chatze achila. But if he's having in mind during an entire permitter regarding half of a consumption, for example, during the shechita, which is entirety of the matra of the blood, what sanctifies the blood, which that's what we consider shechita matra, that entirety is just the shechita, and so to the zrika of the dam, which is entirety of what permits the meat to be eaten, mishamedli. Did you ever hear that Rebbe would hold that if, let's say, you have a mind, but this one half his eyes and this one half his eyes, they're not going to combine? Whoever said that? So how can you say he's not like the first Bryce and to say that the second Bryce is like Rebbe, who said? What do we find by Rebbe is a chatzi zayis, is a chatzi matter and a chatzi achila. But if it was a matur kulay, like the case of the first brisa, with a chatzi achila, maybe he would hold the word combined. So that therefore that doesn't resolve the contradiction. Who's the second brisa like? It contradicts the first one, and the first one could even be like Rebbe. You can't say the second one is Rebbe. So that answers the Gemara. Omle Rava Bar Avchan Labayi answers Abaye's question. He says, wait a second. Vi'i isle le Rebbe kulay matur v'chatzi achila. If it's like you want to say that according to Rebbe, that in regards to the case of the first brisa, when it's the entirety of the matur, just it's regarding a half of a consumption, that then you want to say that Rebbe would hold that it would combine for pigle. So you want to say the first brisa could even be like Rebbe, which refutes Rabba's interpretation. If that's the case, says Rabba Bar Avchanan, then ligzer chatzi matav chatzachila. Then actually he should have made a rabbinic decree to also say it's going to be possible even by the case which he says it is kasher, which is the brisa that we did bring, by a half a matav with a half of achila. Why? Because of the case that you're saying he is agreeing by, when the entirety is one matter and it's just regarding chatzachila, where there it's karas, if you're right that Rebbe would agree in the case of the brisa and therefore you don't like Rabba's interpretation, but then the brisa that we brought is incorrect, because then he should have made a rabbinic gezeirah to say it's not kosher and there should at least be possible, even though it's not going to be pigel, because of the case of when it might come to confuse it when it's a kuli matter and chatzachila. Why? So he says, because I'll show you, we have this as a precedence. The Horeb Yesi Gaza, we have Reb Yesi who makes a similar type of decree. And Reb Rabbanah Gaza, we have the Rabbanah make a similar decree. As the Gemara proves, Reb Yesi Gaza, where do we find Reb Yesi makes such a decree? It's not like we learned in the Mishnah, in the previous daf, in the Yud Gimel and Aleph, regarding someone that's, when he's doing the kmitza on the flower offering, he's doing with the intention, Lahakdu Levenos Lamachri, has in mind that he wants to burn the frankincense tomorrow. So on that, the Mishnah had said, Reb Yesi Amar Pasal. He says it's going to be invalid, even though it's not going to be pigel, and therefore ve'im by karis, and it's not going to be karis if one eats from that mincha. But however, he says that rabbinically it's going to be forbidden because of the case that he does agree that it's going to be pigel. Not v'chacham, I mean pigel v'chayim on karis. However, the chacham say no, it's actually going to be pigel, and one's going to be liable for karis, as we explained the machlekes in the previous daf. But one thing we see is that although Reb Yisi doesn't hold that it's going to be pigel, but he holds it's going to be pasul because atu. So to Rabban and Amigaz, we find the Rabban also makes such a decree. It's not like we learned also over there in the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches, pigel bekaimitz, let's say he had a machshava by the burning of the kemitza, that he's having in mind that he wants to eat the shirayim, the leftovers of the mincha, tomorrow. But v'loy b'levayna. But he did not do the pigle when he was sacrificing the levayna. Or b'levayna v'loy b'kaymetz. When he was burning the levayna, he had that in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow, but not the kaymetz. So that the Mishnah said, Remeyar mepigle v'chayav l'avkaris. He says that the shirayim is going to be pigle and one's going to be chayav karis, because he holds that you could create pigle even during an avoida that's only a half of a matter, which is one of these two, either the kmitzo or the akhtara. But for chachamim, they disagree and they say, no, aim by karis, not going to be karis. Actually, fakal b'chol matter until there's pigle in the entire matter, which is only if one has the makshava, both by the akhtar of the kmitzo and the levayna. But one thing you see is that, yeah, they hold there's not going to be karis, but it's going to be possible from eating. Why? Because they make the gezerah up to a case when there is going to be karis, when one has the machshava by both of them. So the difficulty is, but Rebbe, however, says explicitly in this case that it's going to be kosher. So why? You're saying, oh, that, what do you mean? Where do we find Rebbe saying his halacha? What's Rebbe's answer resolving the contradiction, saying, no, we only find Rebbe by chatzimata chatzachila, by kulamata chatzachila, would he say that? No, how could you say that the first price of the Rabban, not like Rebbe? Maybe this even like Rebbe, maybe Rebbe would agree. On that says the Gemara, no, because if that would be the case, then he would have said in the other halacha, not kosher, he would have said at least possible because of gzera atuha. So obviously, Rebbe's interpretation is correct. On that, Amalei Abaye said to them, no. Hachei Ashta, can you compare the two situations, meaning the gezerah that you bring me from Rabbi Yisin Rabbanon, to what you want to say that Rebbe would have also made such a gezerah? No. Bishle Mahasam, I understand the cases you brought me. Gaz Rabbi Yisin, Rabbi Yisin made this rabbinic decree of a kaimitz de levayna, ato kaimitz de mincha, where both of them are similar, where when one is doing the for the kmitza of the levayna, where that's a problem. Why? Because you might come to do it for the kmitza of the mincha. Because when he's doing the kmitza with the intention of bringing the kaimitz tomorrow, oh, there, Rabbi Yisi, as we brought in the Mishnah, he agrees that that's going to be pigle. So that's why, even though now it's for the kmitza of the levayna, where Rabbi Yisi really holds that's not a problem, but yeah, that's why he makes the rabbinically decree, because a similar type of a case, which is also doing for one of the two, which is for the kmitza, then it would be pigle. Okay, so then when you're doing the levayna, then that's why it makes a gzeir drabbanan. So drabbanan gazri kaimitz, we can understand why drabbanan, they made a gzeir regarding the kmitza to invalidate a flower offering that he has in mind regarding the shirayim at the time when he's burning the kmitza. Why? Atu kaimitz de minchas chayte, because it's very similar to a parallel case of the sinner's flower offering with there, that same exact situation, where you're doing just by the kmitza of the mincha, not by levayna, is an entire avayda and it's going to create pigle. Because by the mincha's chayte, there is no levayna. So to ulevayna, in the situation of the frankincense, when he's having in mind regarding the shirayim at the time when he's burning the levayna, there also the rabban are going to say that the mincha is going to be pasal as a gzeira because of atu, because of a situation where he's going to have in mind during the burning of levayna haba bebezichin, regarding the frankincense that comes in the spoons by the lechem aponim, where there that's going to be a total pigle, because the only thing that's burned by the lechem aponim is only levayna. So to kvasim nami, regarding the case of the lambs too. Keves, regarding the lamb, where the rabbanim say in the Mishnah that if someone slaughters one of the two lambs of the kivsei atzeres to eat the two breads tomorrow, or let's say he sacrificed one of the two spoons of frankincense to eat one of the two orders of the breads on the shulchan tomorrow, where the rabbanim said that, oh, there's not going to be karis, but as we made the inference, they would agree it's going to be pasul. That's because they make a gzeira when it's done by only one of the lambs, because atu keves chaveroi, because of a situation where he shouldn't go ahead and slaughter when he's doing by both of the lambs with a machshava, but where there would be a pigle in the entire of the matter. So too, by the two spoons of the frankincense, because of bezach atu bezach haveroi, because if he's doing it by one of the spoonfuls, he might come to do it by the other spoonful. So by these situations, we could understand by Rabbi Yisin and Rabbanan that the old gezeiros, because there are situations that are similar that would be pigle. But says Abaya Elohacha, but over here in this situation of the first brisa by a chatzi mater and by the halacha of Rebbe, which he had brought his Rebbe's opinion by the chatzi mater and chatz achila, I could still be correct. I could say Rav's interpretation is not correct because the first brisa could be like Rebbe, which is when there's a kulamata chatz achila, maybe Rebbe would agree that it would be a problem. So then why wouldn't he say gzeira by chatzi achila and chatzi mater? Because mi ike chatzi mater v'chatzi achila ba'alma? Do you think there's a situation anywhere that when you have a half of a permitter and a half of a consumption that it's going to be pigle, the lakim, a ligza, that we should get up and make gzeira in this situation atu there? You don't. And therefore says Abai, it's not the same thing. But Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbanu, where they make a gzeira, is because there's a similar case that would be a problem. So to prevent the confusion, we said in this case too. But in Rabbi's case, we don't just make atu. It's only if it's similar. Here it's not similar. There is no situation of a chatzi matra and a chatzi achila that it's going to be pigle to say this situation is also going to be pigle, and that's why Rebbe says it's kosher, but I could still be correct and refute Rav's interpretation of the contradiction by saying that the first price is actually not Rabban and the second Rebbe. Could be the first one's also like Rebbe. And says Abai Hachinam Mistabra. It's actually logical the way I'm saying it. The time of the Rabbanim Misham Hachihu, that actually the reason of the Rabbanim is because this idea that not just because of a gzeira atuhu, it's, as I'm saying, because you find a similar case that there's pigle, and that's what would make a gzeira drabanan, in contrast to Rebbe's situation. Because the Ketani Seif, we learn in the Seif of our Mishnah, let's say where someone makes pigle by the Kmitza, and not by the Levina. So the Mishnah had said, Maid m'chacham l'remeyer, the chacham agreed to remeyer, b'mechaz chayte u'mechaz k'nais, by those two types of menachis, that she'im pigle b'kaimetz, that if he has the machshava pigle only by the Kmitza, that there she pigle, that it is going to be pigle by the Shirayim. And the Chayav and the Karas, and therefore one's going to be liable to Karas on it. And the reason for that is, because in that situation, the entirety of the permitter, they disagree with Reb Meir, that you cannot be mefagel b'chatzi matzah like we quoted them before disagreeing with Reb Meir. But in this situation, by the Mechaz Chayav Mitzkanais, where there is no Levayna, there's only Kmitza, oh, if you have Machshava there, oh, that's the entirety of the permitter, there they agree it's going to be pigle. And that the question is, why did the Mishnah have to say that at all? Pshita, obviously, Mika Matachrin, is there any other permitter by the Mechaz Chayte Mechaz Kenoiz to think that it's not going to be pigle during the Kemitza of the Mincha? Of course. Elalav or Kamash Mon, but rather says Abai, obviously this is what the Mishnah is teaching us. It's a continuation of the Reisha. How so? It's telling us the time and the reason why the Rabbanan say that it's going to be puzzle at the time when you're having a machshava of the burning of the kaimitz, of the kmitza of a donated mincha, is why is it possible? Meaning they disagree with me. They say it's not pigle because it's only chatzimata, because it's only the kaimitz, not the levina. But it's explaining. But why do they hold as the immigrant tells us that it's at least puzzle? That's mishum the ikka kaimitz the mechas chayte didamale. That's only because there's a parallel situation, which even the chacham agrees is going to be pigle by the mechas chayte, where there's only kmitza, and then it's going to be pigle. That's where the mechas nedava, when there's also levayna, but you have machshav by the kmitza alone, it's going to be at least puzzle, only because a similar situation mechas chayte is going to be pigle. That's where the mechas chayte but says abaya, and therefore it refutes the resolution of Rav regarding the two brises of saying that the first one is like Rabban, the second one like Rabbi, because says abaya, who said maybe the we only find by Rebbe that it's not going to combine only when it's a chatzi matra chatzi achila. But by kule matra and chatzi achila, maybe he would agree it would combine. Oh, but then why wouldn't he go ahead and make a gzeira atu ha? No, that's not the same thing. When it's the same type of situation, fine. But just to say atu, we don't say that. In the case of Rebbe and Rabban, there are all similar type of situations as Abai just proved from our Mishnah. That's when we make a gzeira drabban. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah is regarding the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Aponim. So continuing related halacha, nitmas achas min achalis. If one of the two breads of the Shtei HaLechem and Shlis became tamei, oyechem min astarma, one of the orders of the six of the 12 breads, six and six, one of them on the Shulchan of the Lechem Aponim, one of the orders of those six breads became tamei. So Behudaim, he says, shnei miyotzel beis ha-sefer, so tamei you have to burn this. He says, both of them go out to be burnt. She'en carbon tzibachalik, because you don't have a carbon of the public that you could divide. Which the Gemara's conclusion at the end is that this is a tradition that Yudah had from his teachers, that we cannot divide by a carbon tzibah, and if half of it becomes possible, in this case tameh, the whole thing becomes possible. And therefore you have to burn the whole thing. But chamar, they disagree. They say, no, hatameh betumasi, those breads which became tameh, those you burn, and the ones that are still pure, those will still be eaten. Now, on that qualifies the Gemara. Rebbe Lazar, he says, Machlekes levnei zrika. Their whole machlekes is only if one of the two breads of the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos became tamei before the blood of the carbon was thrown, or by the lechem upon them before the spoons of frankincense were burnt. Avala achas rika. But if, let's say, it only became tamei one of the two after the blood was already thrown, which it was a bona fide zrika sadam, Then divya kol hatame b'tumasa b'tar yachal. Everyone's going to agree. So the blood already worked for the karbanas. So the ones that became tummy, those will burn, but the ones that were tar will still be eaten. And that's what the Gemara continues through the next daf, explaining, so then what is their fundamental machlokes regarding this that it became tummy l'fnei zrika? What is the machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Chacham?